This podcast was made available to you by Wishik Enterprises, helping artists create a presence on the web at www.wishek.com.
Talk to me.
Welcome to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Jack Warren, the voice of photographers. This segment of the show is brought to you by Photosimile, your PC-controlled photography studio. Go to photosimile.com. And be sure to sign up for the Shutterbug newsletter, too, on the front page of Photomall, F-O-T-O-M-A-L-L.com, or on this page. Look for the sign-up form and just enter your email. Well, WD Web Company, the parent company of More Photos and Lab Images, was founded in 1996, located in Traverse City, Michigan. WD Web specializes in website design development using ASP, Visual Basic, HTML, JavaScript, Flash, Cold Fusion, all those fancy terms. The company has designed and consulted on thousands of websites. Currently, WD Web hosts over 1,200 sites, and all of the WD website designs and programming are done in-house by highly qualified professionals in the industry. And today, one of those professionals, who happens to be the co-founder, is Michael Connors. Welcome to the show, Michael.
Thanks, Jack.
Hey, listen, you know, you come on every once in a while. We talk about marketing. This week, why don't we talk about internet marketing and give us an idea of why it's so important to have a web presence today.
Well, one of the things you said, we do host almost 3,000 websites at this point.
Oh, boy, you've grown.
But a lot of guys ask me, a lot of photographers or customers ask me about web searches and keywords and trying to get your website out there in the marketplace, which, you know, there's so many to compete with. You're almost like a needle in a haystack at a to a point. But there is several things you can do. What I have found to get traffic to my site is just actually buy the keywords. Overture.com, which manages MSN. Well,
wait. Let me interrupt you for a second, because some people aren't going to be familiar with. Okay, what is a keyword?
A keyword is, like, for instance, if I was a photographer in San Diego, what would somebody type into the search engines to want to find me? Would they search in wedding photographer San Diego? Will they search in San Diego wedding photographer or San Diego portrait photographer or animal photographer?
Okay, so it's the words that they actually type in to find you in the first place as a photographer.
Correct. So when you go to Google, Yahoo, MSN, AOL, you type in a keyword to try to find what you're looking for. And we all know that sometimes you do that and all these sites come up that don't even have anything to do with what you're looking for, basically.
And so now you're saying you can actually buy keywords that come up on the search engines. Is that what you're saying?
Right. I found that that is probably the easiest and most efficient way to be in the search engines. I paid companies, dozens and dozens of companies throughout the years, try to get me in, you know, the mix of the search. But, you know, you spend so much time and effort on it, it seemed at final, I mean, it's cheaper just to buy the keywords, and so then you can concentrate on different
developing, you know, your website.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to shoot out there, and the money spent is, you know, dollar spent is much better, but just buying the keywords. Like, there's a company called Overture.com. It's O-V-E-R-T-U-R-E. They manage Yahoo, MSN, AOL, and a few others, but those are the three main ones.
Wow.
So you could go in there. You have to pay at least $25 minimum per month to use the system. Mm-hmm. Of course, it's not that difficult to spend $25 in keywords, but you do have to spend at least $25 in keywords. Google is separate. Google has its own search engines and its own place that you actually buy from Google directly. And then you would do the same thing. It's not as quite as easy as the Overture. Overture's been out there for a long time, so their tools seem to be a little bit more friendly to figure out what you need to do.
Well, what kind of keywords, Mike? I mean, like, would I describe my photography or would I describe my services? What do you think works the best?
Well, you know, with the keywords, since you're buying, sometimes the top placement words, you could get different words at cheaper rate and might be more efficient. Like if you typed in California photography,
mm-hmm.
You're probably looking at anywhere between, hundreds of people probably look for California photography, like wedding photography, California. 293 people looked for it last month in the Overture system. The top bid for that is $1.22.
And so you're able to, once you subscribe to their service, you're able to pull down information like this that helps you make those choices.
Correct. So you can, if you wanted to be at the top, at the very top of the search engine on Yahoo, MSN, you would have to pay $1.23 per click. Now, you only pay it if somebody actually clicks on it. So that brings up the second most important thing is make sure the description that describes what you do is very to the point, because you don't want somebody clicking on it and go, oh, that's not what I'm looking for, because it could have cost you just $1.23. But
yeah, so if you had, like, digital photographer, that would probably break the bank.
Oh, absolutely. Digital photographer, yeah. Digital photography, it's in the tens of thousands. And it could be, you know, people could be thinking totally different. That could go into so many different areas. It could be a guy that just bought a digital camera at home and it's just trying to figure out how to use it. So, it's too broad of a, it would just cost you too much. People would click on it accidentally and you wouldn't want that. So the cost would go way up. But if you kind of narrow your search down, like I did some searches for San Diego this morning, and you have Ocean Beach, California, close by you, correct?
Right, okay. Over the hill.
Right over the hill. Now, if you did San Diego wedding, there's 595 people that searched that term in that network last month. The top bid for that is $1.05. To be at the top, you'd have $1.06. And San Diego wedding photography, 513 people. To get the top placement in that would cost you $6.02 per click.
Wow.
Now, that's a lot. Now, but if I typed in Ocean Beach wedding, I did that in a search,
mm-hmm.
30 people searched that last month, but nobody's buying it. So you'd have that top position for 10 cents.
Okay, so a click on that would be 10 cents. So if someone were thinking of doing a wedding there and they type that in, that means they would come to your website? Is that what you're saying?
Well, at this point, nobody has bought that keyword in the network. So the minimum bid is 10 cents. So nobody's, so 10 cents should be the top and the only person in a sponsored search for Ocean City Beach wedding,
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes the top positions, like the San Diego one, but you could be, I didn't look exactly. Let me see.
Kind of input is, once you subscribe to a service like this, this kind of input is good for New York City, for Chicago, for Houston, any other city in the United States, correct?
Right, but then when you take a city that you're next to, like mm-hmm. I took San Diego, you find out some of the other areas or little cities next to it, or maybe places. You can actually buy your competition's name also. So you could, if your competition was Blue Photo in San Diego, you could buy that keyword Blue Photo. If somebody came into the search engine looking for them, you could buy top position in that spot, and they'd see your name instead. So that's another. I don't know if anybody would. Maybe actually search for your competitor's name, but you can sure find out if somebody's searching for their competitor's name.
Yeah, I mean, that could, it turns into be sort of like a chess match, doesn't it? I mean, in trying to get your name as a photographer noticed.
Oh, absolutely. It's a hard game to play. I mean, I spent thousands of hours trying to figure this out, and I had a conversation with a photographer yesterday about it, and he's, we talked about a year and a half ago, and he started buying keywords, and when we went, I went in there with him in his account yesterday and found all kinds of keywords he could be buying for a lot less and maybe drop down on the ranking on some. Now, you don't have to be the top. Like the guy that, San Diego wedding photography at $6.02, but to be at the top, but you might be able to do it for 40 cents and be at number 8 or something. Eight's still going to get you some traffic, or might, you never know. It could be fourth down, you could be at 50 cents. So it doesn't mean that But I would imagine since it is so high that there's probably a lot of guys bidding quite a bit right underneath you, but that's not always the case.
Well, let me ask you a question. If I include a word like photography or photographer, I mean, I pretty much have to in order to you know, let them know what I do, but am I going to get additional clicks that I don't want to pay for by including generic words like that?
Well, you first buy the word, so you would do photography, San Diego photographer, San Diego photos, wedding images, San Diego. There's so many combinations, but you're just the description that you. If you buy the keyword, you're going to be at the top or somewhat at the top, and you can place your position. Like you said, you don't have to be number one. I try to be in the top three.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily need to be the top one because usually that's a lot more money. Or I find if I can be at the top three depending how close the top three are, if it's within cents, I'll just buy the top. But if there's a lot of difference in price, and I'll just put myself in three,
so
position three.
What do you think would be a price that would be a fair price for, let's say, an independent wedding photographer to pay? You know what? You can answer that when we come back from the break. We're going to have more with Michael Connors. We're going to find out about these keyword searches on the internet for your website. More here on the Shutterbug Magazine radio show, syndicated by Brain Food Media, global food for thought.
Introducing NoMoreWebmasters.com. That's right. No middleman, no expensive fees to pay. You build your own website, choosing from over 100 templates, even if you have never built a website in your life. At NoMoreWebmasters.com, it's easy. Reserve your own domain name for only $7.85 for 1 year. If you want NoMoreWebmasters.com to host your site, hosting for a basic 5-page website is only $4.95 a month. Advanced e-commerce sites are available as well. NoMoreWebmasters.com can help you do it all yourself with simple point-and-click directions. No programs to learn or download. It's fun and easy. For business or for pleasure, your own website hosted for just $4.95 a month and a domain name for $7.85 a year. The name says it all, NoMoreWebmasters.com. Log on now to choose your own domain name. NoMoreWebmasters.com, your one-stop shopping on the Internet place.
If you're looking for a professional photo lab to print your valuable pictures, check out ChromeDigital.com. We print photographic prints with special extras you won't get from the huge discount chains. We'll retouch photos and enhance them for you. Just try to get that done at a production line photo service. We even correct technical mistakes to your files that have been improperly formatted. You'd be surprised how often this happens. Plus, it's so easy to send your pictures to our website at ChromeDigital.com. Besides being one of the few professional photo labs in the United States that still specializes in the developing of E6 positive film, we also can take care of your color and black and white negative film needs. And if you ask, we offer you experienced advice plus tips and techniques on how to become a better photographer. Since we have customers from around the world utilizing our services, you know you'll be in good company at ChromeDigital.com. Get the quality your images deserve. Get the best of both worlds. Find out more about us today by going to ChromeDigital.com now.
If you want to stop eBay shoppers dead in their tracks with attention-getting photos, check out the Deflector from SharpPix.com. The Deflector is a portable studio for product photography that resembles a large briefcase. It unfolds into a tabletop background stand with an integrated reflective background that gives you web-quality pictures with your own digital camera. You get an even white background without hassle and without hours of editing. Your items will look like they're floating in air, just like the glossy photos you see in Premier mail order catalogs. The Deflector is your own personal photo studio designed to work with a flash as the main light source. Eye-catching pictures can skyrocket your sales on eBay. And now, with the Deflector, your products will stand out from the rest. And at a fraction of the cost and none of the headaches of hiring a professional photographer. Here's your secret weapon to outsell the competition. Finally, web quality photography for the rest of us. Go to sharppix.com. That's SHARPICS.com.
Are you still flipping between applications to touch up, categorize, organize, share, and back up your digital images? If so, then it's time to get serious. Created by professionals for professionals, StudioLine Photo does it all, and it's easy enough that you won't need a degree to use it. Simply load your images, add captions, descriptions, and keywords, correct exposure, color tones, and other imperfections. Then print your albums, burn DVDs, publish to the internet, or send photos as email. With StudioLine's batch functions, it doesn't matter if you're working on one photo or hundreds. You'll work faster and better with StudioLine. Don't spend hundreds of dollars to end up with less. If you have a digital camera and a Windows computer, get StudioLine Photo at electronics, office, and photo stores for only $49. Or download a free trial at www.studioline.us.
If you're a professional photographer looking for a complete solution for selling your photos on the internet, you need to check out morephotos.com. With morephotos.com, you have a complete arsenal of tools to add your own photos to the front page, create a huge portfolio or gallery section to show what you can do, and even advertise your products, services, and prices. From viewing to sales, you will increase your productivity and your customer satisfaction. You'll be able to protect your photos from theft with watermarks, create different price lists for different events, build a database of your customers for mass mailings, Christmas card lists, or satisfaction follow-up. Do you want to personalize your products for your customers and skyrocket your sales? No problem. Morephotos.com can do it. You'll have everything you need to create a professional-looking website and collect the money without having to become a web designer or a programmer. Find out more by logging on to morephotos.com.
Talk to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
WSRadio.com.
Talk to me.
Welcome back to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jack Warren, the voice of photographers. This segment of the show is brought to you by ChromeDigital.com. We still do quality E6 slide processing at ChromeDigital.com. And don't forget to get my ebook. Go to cashforphotos.com and pick up a copy today. We're talking with Michael Connors of morephotos.com. We're talking about keyword searches. And Michael, why don't you continue with what you were saying there for the break?
Well, you asked me how much would be reasonable for a photographer to pay to get a customer to his site. And that's pretty, you know, that would have to be decided by the photographer, obviously. But one thing that you'd have to do for sure is, if, like, say, for instance, I'm in San Diego, you would, in the description, if you're going to buy a keyword, when you search for San Diego wedding photographer and you say you buy that keyword and you're at the top, first two, three or whatever, that description of what you do is going to be the most important thing you do. So you need to say, well, based in San Diego, California, serving 40-mile radius of San Diego, serving weddings, portraits, glamour, whatever. You want to make sure that it bullets exactly where you are at, exactly what you do, and what your services are, so they're not going to click and go, oh, he doesn't do Los Angeles, or because right. Every time they click it, it's going to cost you money. Now, you know, to a point, you know, playing this game for most photographers is probably, depending how big of a studio you are, what you can do. You don't have to go out and buy keywords. You can actually pay somebody to help you with the search engines. There's a company I definitely use or would recommend. It's called ineedhits.com, which is a pretty decent company. It's not very expensive to get into the search engines. I mean, they're not going to be like a lot of the companies are between $6 and $1,000 a month to get you in the search engines, where wow. These guys are, you know. But they've been out there for a long time, and they might only charge maybe, you know, $100 for the year or something. But they seem to have a handle on it. I've been getting their newsletters for the last 4 years, so they've been around for a long time. But, you know, back to what we've talked about in the past, with the photographers putting their images on the line, on their website for sale, that's going to give them more traffic than they could ever pay for.
So basically the internet should be used as a traffic builder.
Well, yeah, you use it for, you know, getting new customers and you know,
a lead source.
Absolutely. Or when the customer calls you and says, you know, would you send me this and this, or I'm interested in your services, you can always say, hey, go to my website. I've got all my, you know, price sheets on there. I've got my information about how to what I do for weddings and stuff like that, then you might not have to send out any brochures. So in that case, you're using it so you don't have to send a bunch of literature out, and obviously colored literature and stuff or brochures cost a lot of money, where, you know, it's online and colored, looks nice and everything. So even if you do end up sending them a piece, it's nice to get them hooked as fast as you can. So instead of if they call three photographers and you send them to your website to look at the information, so they have your stuff first because you've got a website, and then you mail it within the next couple of days, and maybe it comes in the same time everybody else's gets in, which you've already planted that seed, because they say 80% of the people will go to the first person they talk to. So you really need to try to be the first person they talk to. If you're a second or third photographer in that they've talked to, your chances of getting that job is so much less.
How do you figure out prices to charge for guys that are just starting out wedding photography? How would you advise them to charge for weddings?
Well, you have to kind of look at your market, but guys that have been in business for a long time, I get that question asked to me all the time. And the only way that I could come up with to do it correctly is take a two-year calendar right away on your desk. And every time somebody calls you for the date, like June 17th is a Saturday next year because my stepdaughter's getting married. So that's actually a good Saturday date. So if I called you up for that date, you would put a scratch mark in June 17th. Now, you keep putting the scratch marks every time somebody calls you, even if you don't talk to them very long, just keep putting that scratch mark in. When you book the date, you put an X. Now, if you only can do one wedding, then that's the only X that's going to show up. But every time somebody calls you after you book that date, put a scratch mark in on that June 17th. Now, at the end of the year, after, you know, you've gone through June, July, and all that,
quickly,
you look back and you find out where your X marks all the scratch marks. If it's in the middle, then maybe you can raise it a little bit and weed out some more people. If it's at the very end, then you know you're getting probably as most money that you possibly can right now.
Excellent, Michael. Great tricks of the trade. Good tips. We'll see you again next time, buddy. Thanks for coming,
Jack.
Back. When we come back, we're going to be speaking with Dave Etchells, the founder of Imaging Resource. That's imaging-resource.com right here on the Shutterbug Magazine Radio Show on WSRadio.com.
If you struggle with quality when it comes to your product shots or would like to bring them in-house to save money, consider Photosimile. This PC-controlled photography studio is like having a professional photographer on staff. In fact, in seconds, anyone can use Photosimile to obtain professional photography results. The controlled lighting environment inside of the light box yields shadow-free images that are perfect for websites, online auctions, product catalogs, and more. Simply place items in the light box, preview them on your monitor, and click Snap in the Photosimile software to take a picture. Images are automatically sent from camera to PC via USB for immediate viewing, editing, and saving. Photosimile also features watermarking, annotation, and batch saving capabilities. To learn more about Photosimile and how you can take product pictures like a pro, go to photosimile.com. That's photo, SIMILE.com.
Talk to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
WSRadio.com.
Internet radio, the fastest growing media of all time. You logged on for education or entertainment. Did you ever consider internet radio for your own company? Introducing Corporate Internet Radio. Broadcast to the entire globe, or make use of our newest offering, private broadcasts with PIN access and tracking. Use Corporate Internet Radio for internal communications, training, sales channels, or partners. Replace boring conference calls or expensive web conferencing with WS Radio's private broadcasts. Companies like IBM and the United Postal Service have had amazing results with our system. Best of all, we turnkey everything, from production to streaming, archiving, PIN access, and tracking. Imagine the possibilities. To experience for yourself, log on to corporateinternetradio.com, click on the free membership button, and type in CIR. That's corporateinternetradio.com, access code CIR. Leave your competition in the dust.
If you've ever thought about starting your own home-based internet business, this may be the most important message you'll ever hear.
The internet is a fantasy land of get-rich schemes, scam artists, and other crooks that can't wait to rip you off and leave you with nothing to show for it. Don't let them cheat you. Find out how to start your own internet business the right way without falling into the traps that are out there waiting for you everywhere. Go to WorldwideBrands.com and download the free ebook, Starting Your Internet Business Right by Chris Malta. Chris is the product sourcing editor for eBay Radio, the host of the Entrepreneur Magazine eBiz Radio Show, and an eBay certified solution provider. Over 500,000 people have downloaded Chris's free ebook to find out the truth about internet marketing. And the good news is you can run a successful internet business from your home. Find out how with this free ebook. Go to WorldwideBrands.com now.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you feel like the competition is gaining on you? Do you feel unable to keep up with the latest legal, financial, and business strategies? I do. We all do. Life is hectic. Time is precious. That is why it is my pleasure to inform you of a very special free offer. The Success DNA Business and Personal Wealth Report features brief and informative articles needed for business and personal success. It contains excellent discounted offers for valuable products and services, and it informs you of upcoming guests and topics on the Entrepreneur Magazine Legal Show, hosted by attorney and best-selling author Garrett Sutton. And best of all, the Success DNA Business and Personal Wealth Report is absolutely free. You only need to visit successdna.com to sign up. Twice a month, you'll receive a confidential e-newsletter containing useful information that will make you money and keep you in the game. Sign up today at successdna.com. That's successdna.com.
John, look here. Charlie's company's in the news again.
Great. How's he get all that publicity?
I don't know, but you better find out his secret.
It's no secret. Countless articles in the media are generated by press releases, and Charlie knows to put his releases on PR Newswire. PR Newswire gives your business or association the greatest chance of getting press coverage by delivering your news electronically to major media like the Associated Press, Reuters, and Bloomberg, and to more than 3,600 websites like Google, MSN, and Yahoo, where millions can see your press release immediately. PR Newswire has teamed up with WS Radio to offer a free PR toolkit with press release writing tips and distribution information. Plus, WS Radio listeners get a free 12-month membership to PR Newswire, valued at $125. Visit freeprtools.com and join PR Newswire today. That's freeprtools.com.
Talk to me.
Welcome back to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jack Warren, the voice of photographers. Dave Etchells is the founder of the publisher and publisher of imaging-resources.com. Excuse me, imaging-resource. I better get it right here. Imaging-resource.com. And most recently, slrgear.com. He's been on the web since 1998, pioneered the use of standardized laboratory tests in the evaluation and review of digital cameras, and today his website is one of the leading digital photo review sites on the internet. The Imaging Resource team reviews upwards of 100 digital cameras each year, delivering the same detailed information about each. Products reviewed range from the $150 point-and-shoot cameras to the $8,000 professional SLRs. Just last month, Dave and his team launched the new site, slrgear.com, a place where photographers of all stripes can read professional reviews of SLR lenses and compare notes on lenses and bodies and other gear. Welcome to the show, Dave, and tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to establish your presence on the internet.
Hi, Jack. Well, thanks for having me.
You
God,
bet.
It seems like it's so long. I guess, you know, 7 or 8 years in internet time is like a century. That's about how old I feel these days. As a photo hobbyist, ever since I was a kid, I really, I've just always enjoyed pictures. Pictures were kind of magical to me. Back then, of course, it was slopping chemicals in a developing tray in a dark room and watching the print come up. And now I just kind of push the button and play with it on the screen. But I've always had a fascination with images and photography. And that kind of stayed with me. I drifted pretty far afield. I was in the aerospace business for a number of years. I like to joke that the sensors we sold the government for $1 million a pop that went up in satellites you can find on a blister pack in Target or Kmart these days.
That would be true about a lot of things with the government, though.
Yeah, Well, they really were worth $1 million back then, but the technology's moved forward. And that gave me a lot of background, though, in the underlying technology for the sensors and what, you know, what's now inside the cameras. And then for a period of time, I had a system integration company in Los Angeles, and we were selling computer systems for graphics to the broadcast and the pre-press industries there. And that actually brought me full circle back into photography again, because this was back in the early 90s when digital studio cameras were just starting to come around, and these were cameras that were $50,000 a pop. But in a high production catalog environment, they're very easy to cost justify. And so I got involved in doing a study of that for some of our system clients at the time, and that kind of led me back into the photography world. And then as the prices came down and consumer cameras started coming out, I just saw that out there there seemed to be a big need for information. What was available was a mile wide and an inch deep. You could, you know, sort of read the same five facts about all the cameras but never get anything deeper. And so that led me into doing Imaging Resource.
Yeah, actually, I was going to ask you some of that knowledge you have on your website. And you have an item called a comparameter?
The comparometer. That was actually my wife's name for it. Yeah, we figured that we can say whatever we want about a digital camera, but really what it ultimately comes down to is what's the picture going to look like? And you know, different cameras have a different look to them. The color's different, the tonal rendition, the resolution. And so we wanted to have a way for people to compare images side by side and came up with this concept called the comparometer, where you can pull up, I think we've got upwards of about 500 cameras now. Everything that we've ever tested, as long as we've been doing the site, is in that interface, and you can pull up, you know, if you want to look at a, in fact, we have a little image here on the web. Looks like this guy is shopping for, he's comparing a Canon PowerShot A520 to a Kodak EasyShare C360, and so you get strips of little images next to each other. You can click on the image and view it full size.
So we can go to imaging-resource.com and find the comparometer there, and that's where we're going to locate these images, correct?
Right.
And I also, we put up some images at Photomall today, my website, FOTOMALL.com, because you just recently came out with your holiday gift guide for cameras in 2005, and it looks like you have cameras from $199 to about $1,000 here. And the images you sent over to us today for Photomall, image number one is looks like a screenshot there. What are we looking at? Is that the front page of your site?
The very first image, number one, is just a shot of the homepage of our site. I just figured, you know, people wanted to see what the site looked like while we were talking on the show here, they could pull that up. And you see right at the top of the page is a link to the holiday gift guide. And so if they go to our site and are shopping for someone for the holidays, that'd be a good place for them to go.
Then the image number two is actually a screenshot of the comparometer then.
Correct, yeah. That's I just started a slideshow here. I was actually trying to get to the next image. Yeah, the comparometer, that was what I was referring to, where I said someone was comparing those specific cameras, the Canon PowerShot and the Kodak EasyShare, with each other. The thing that's interesting about this is that we've always had a philosophy of just describing exactly what the camera does, showing its images, and letting the readers make up their own mind which one they want to purchase. And it's really interesting, almost humorous, that I had an experience of posting a review, and within a day of each other, I got two emails from two readers. One said, "Oh, thanks so much for telling me about this wonderful camera. I bought it. I couldn't possibly be happier with it. You know, it was everything your review said it would be." The second email said, "Boy, thanks for warning me off of that turkey. I'm so glad I didn't buy it." they both read the same review, but they had very different tastes in what they liked to see in their images, and they had different needs. And I figured if I saw that kind of response, that we're doing exactly the right thing then.
Yeah, my wife always says there's a Jack for every Jill. So
yeah, and there's a camera for every photographer.
That's right. Image number three is part of that 3D. Tell us a little bit about that image.
Well, yeah, this is kind of interesting. This is part of what's on slrgear.com, and this sort of display here is what was really behind us launching that site. This has really kind of become the year of the SLR now. Single-lens reflex cameras have come down so much in price, and they're selling in just huge numbers. There's literally millions of these cameras out there. And basically, for those who aren't familiar, a single-lens reflex is generically a camera where you can change the lenses on it. So you buy one body with the lens that comes with it, but then if you want to do some telephoto shots, take some pictures of nature or sports photography, you get becomes really important. A lot of people will own one SLR body, but they may end up, you know, over the course of time buying, you know, three, four, five, six, a dozen different lenses. And it's very tough to get really good information on just how these lenses stack up against each other. So what we did was, I'll try to shorten the story. It's a little bit long-winded, but there's a company in France called DxO Labs that's got some really very slick technology for analyzing what exactly a lens is doing in a given picture. You can see it'll tell you how much blur it's got in different parts of the frame and what the different kinds of distortion and aberration are that it has. The problem with it is that though it just outputs this massive numbers, and so to try to look at them and really figure out what's happening, it's very difficult. So what we did was we took the data from this DxO analyzer program and ran it through some of our own internally developed software to make these 3D plots. And what that graph is showing there is basically it's plotting blur across the, you know, or basically softness, lack of sharpness, across the whole image plane. And so basically the areas that are higher on the graph are areas on the focal plane that are going to be softer or more blurred. And this particular lens, it's an interesting lens. It's the Canon 50mm f1.4. That's a very fast lens. It's got a very wide aperture, but it happens when you open it up really wide, the image gets very, very soft. Now, that's not necessarily a bad thing. It turns out some people buy the lens specifically for that when they're shooting portraits and they want kind of a soft, dreamy look to it. They'll shoot that lens wide open, and that'd be great. It turns out this lens, when you stop it down, you reduce the aperture, it actually gets very, very sharp. So knowing what the characteristics of the lens are, you can decide, A, if that's what you want, and B, if you own one of them, you really get a good sense of, you know, kind of where the sweet spot is and you know, just how it's going to behave in different areas. And on the site, this here on the PhotoMall site, this is just a static image of the viewer. But those sliders on it, you can move up and down and side to side, and so you can actually see how a lens performs at different focal lengths and apertures, and you can see exactly where the sweet spot is.
Right. If you go to SLR.com, you'll be able to move it up and down, and it's interactive. Well, I wouldn't say interactive, but at least you can move the slides up and down.
Yeah, it'll respond to you anyway. So it's not a question answer thing, but you can interact with the image and see what the lens is doing.
So you're saying pretty much that the hottest cameras this season are going to be SLR cameras. Is that what you're putting your money on?
In terms of the that's a good question. Probably in terms of the dollar value, that's arguably the hottest part of the market. In terms of the sheer numbers, the really inexpensive cameras are probably by far the bigger volume.
Would that be like image number four?
Yeah, image number four, the first two cameras, number four and actually then right after it, number five. Number four is the Canon A520 and number five is the Kodak Z700. And these are both cameras from our buyer's guide. These are both cameras in the under $199 category. And a lot of people think that you have to spend a lot of money to get a camera that's going to be decent, and the combination of what the American market looks for and what the marketing people are selling, people are fixated on megapixels, and they think they have to have an 8-megapixel camera for it to be any good. But it turns out you can get some really, really nice cameras for in this category under $200, and these are both examples of them. The Canon A520 is just a real nice all-around, everyday, takes good pictures, easy to use. It's just a solid camera. And I think the online prices they get, I think we have on our buyer's guide, we list the price range and you can click through to shop. It looks like the lowest price is $156 and the highest is $249. So it's right in that under $199 category.
Well, what about the power shots coming up here on the next couple images?
Well, the Canon was a power shot, the A520. Yeah. The Kodak Z700, which is the next one along number five, that's a little bit longer zoom. It's a 5x zoom. So if you have subjects that are a little bit further away and you want to get in closer, that's a great deal, a great bargain for a camera with a longer zoom on it. The next one over is the Canon PowerShot SD200. And now this steps up into our next price bracket, which is under $250. A lot of people want a camera that's really compact. You know, you can kind of slip it in a pocket or drop it in your purse. It's not a big thing to lug along with you. I will say the cameras that sit in drawers don't take pictures. And the Canon SD200 is an example of that type of camera, but many compact cameras tend to be expensive. It's just more technology to cram all that electronics into a smaller space. The SD200, though, is very affordable, and again, it takes good pictures. Oftentimes, manufacturers have to make some trade-offs in terms of image quality to build a really small camera, but the the SD200 does a great job. And it's, again, the price range on Price Grabber, our shopping pages, is $156 to $249. So easily under $250. It's a real nice portable camera.
Well, let's skip to the big boys on page 2. Go down to the bottom of the page, click on 2. What are we looking at here?
Let me get page 2 up.
I think we got the SLRs.
Yeah, the SLRs, this is, as you say, this is where there's a lot of excitement these days with the in the market. SLRs were always the enthusiast camera. They were for people that were really into the hobby and they wanted to play with different lenses and different effects. They wanted more creative control over the pictures, more control over the exposure. You know, they wanted to be able to set the aperture and the shutter speed and all that kind of thing. And the problem was when we went to digital, the technology really wasn't there yet to be able to build a digital SLR for an affordable price. In fact, some of the first digital SLRs, there's a famous one, the Kodak 460, that was a 6-megapixel SLR. You know, these days, 6 megapixels isn't all that much.
Yeah.
And that sold for $25,000 when it
Whoa.
First came out.
Whoa.
But now we're down in a price range. These cameras that we have here from the SLR category, they're all under 1,000. Some of them are considerably under 1,000, including a lens.
Well, Dave, you know what? We're going to have to cut this short. We're going to refer everybody to your website. Why don't you give that to us again?
Okay, it's www.imaging-resource.com or slrgear.com.
Thanks again for being with us. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Jack.
When we come back, we're going to have Jim Modke, if his voice will hold up, with the last word on selecting a camera here on the Shutterbug Magazine radio show, syndicated by Brain Food Media, global food for thought.
If you're an eBay seller losing sleep over how to pack and ship impossibly difficult items, go to packmail.com. Find out how to solve your most delicate to your most complicated shipping dilemma. At Packmail, we'll ship anything, anywhere. Bring us your precious, your awkward, and your priceless. We'll make sure that each one arrives at its destination in one piece and on time. A sofa to Sacramento? A truck transmission to Tanzania? How about precious paintings to Poland or delicate dishes to Denmark? No problem. And no matter where or what you ship, Packmail has the solution. And it's always easy and convenient. We'll provide you free shipping estimates and, at most locations, we'll even pick up the items to be shipped. You get it all with Packmail. And tight deadlines don't have to be a problem when you work with the Packmail professionals. We make it our business to meet your deadlines. Check us out at packmail.com. That's packmail.com.
If you've ever needed to take a clean, sharp picture of a product without a distracting background, check out the Deflector from SharpPix.com. The Deflector is a portable studio for product photography that resembles a large briefcase. It unfolds into a tabletop background stand with an integrated reflective background. When you take a photograph with flash, you'll get a picture with an even white background that'll make your product stand out and get noticed. You get the same floating on-air effect you see in Premiere catalogs, publications, and advertising materials. Before the Deflector, it used to be a tedious, time-consuming task to set up a shoot and get the effect just right. Now you can do it in just minutes and get great results every time. The Deflector is portable, easy to store, and affordable. It's perfect for photographers of any level. Editors, art departments, commercial artists, web designers, graphic artists, and marketers. Create great pictures in a flash at SharpPix.com. That's SharpPix.com.
Hi, my name is Michael, and I'd like to tell you about an excellent website and service I've used. The site is sutlaw.com, and it's the site for the Sutton Law Center. It features great free information on corporations, asset protection, and estate planning. When I finally decided to incorporate my business and protect my real estate, I used the Sutton Law Center. The attorneys and paralegals were great and clearly helped me through every step of the process. Now I'm saving on taxes and my assets are protected. You really should check them out. Visit sutlaw.com, that's sutlaw.com, or call 800-700-1430 for free information. The Sutton Law Center is affordable, professional, and knowledgeable. Garrett Sutton, the firm's lead attorney, wrote the book Own Your Own Corporation as one of Robert Kiyosaki's Rich Dad Advisors. So take my word and visit sutlaw.com or call 800-700-1430. You can start protecting your assets and saving on taxes today.
Hard work, dedication, eating, breathing, and living a dream every day. Pushing harder, taking risks when others won't. Being fearless, being a leader, inspiring yourself, inspiring those around you. What does it take to be an entrepreneur? Our readers know. For nearly three decades, Entrepreneur Magazine has been the nation's leading resource for starting and growing a small business. Concise, hands-on advice so you can get in, get out, and get back to business. Expert columnists cover the latest in technology, money, management, and marketing with products, services, and strategies for running better businesses. Visit Entrepreneur.com, the leading small business portal on the web, where you'll find over 100,000 pages full of information to help you stay ahead of your competition. We also invite you to listen to our full lineup of Entrepreneur radio shows covering franchising, e-biz, home biz, legal issues, sales and marketing, product sourcing, and more. To subscribe, log on now to Entrepreneur.com. That's Entrepreneur.com.
The day is coming that everyone will have their own website for their personal use, organization, or small business. .ws is a new top-level domain name, which will soon be the preferred alternative to .com. .ws stands for website. Reserve a .ws domain name and build your own website using simple point-and-click templates. Your website comes with 10 email addresses and the right to be a global .ws registry, which means you can sell .ws domain names and websites to others. WS has plenty of great domains left. Sound too good to be true? We're happy to prove it with a free 7-day trial. Log on to www.wrws.ws and take us for a test drive. After reserving a domain name and building your own website in minutes, use our free custom email marketing program to let others join the new internet land rush. That's wrws.ws.
Talk to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
WSRadio.com.
Talk to me.
Welcome back to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jack Warren, the voice of photographers. This segment of the show is brought to you by SharpPicks.com, home of the Deflector. For great product pictures in a snap, go to Sharp, SharpIcs.com. Well, hopefully we have our friend and founder of BetterPhoto.com, Jim Mottke, with us. Hi, Jim.
Absolutely. Hi, Jack.
Hey. Thanks for suffering through that sore throat. I know the weather's nasty up there in Washington State right now.
No doubt about it. I appreciate it. I'm feeling good. So
good.
Thank you.
We just wanted to get the last word in selecting a gift camera from the guy who teaches people photography.
Well, I think we got a great last word, or it's three letters or three words, depending on how you look at it. And Dave has already mentioned it, and it's SLR. And we'll put some caveats on that. But I think that I consider myself a real SLR evangelist, Jack.
Ah, okay.
My thought is, okay, we're talking about gift cameras.
Right.
We're talking about buying a camera for someone, you know, who you know, and if that's coming up, you know that giftee is really into photography. And SLR, single lens reflex cameras, do make a big difference. So
they sure do.
Yeah, then the question becomes partially a matter of price. Dave made some really good points about very inexpensive cameras. So it all boils down to, you know, what does the person you're wanting to give this gift to really think that they're going to do? So you think about motivation. And if you come across the thought that the person just really enjoys taking fun family pictures, then you might really be able to get away with a small, compact digital camera like the ones Dave was mentioning. However, if the answer comes that you would consider this person a student of the arts, then I highly recommend an SLR camera.
How price range? What
sure.
would you spend?
Yeah, the price range you're talking about. Dave mentioned that you could get a compact camera for $200. Maybe I think many of them, the good ones, are about $400 to $700. So that's the general price range that you're talking about for a compact. And for an SLR, that's a really interesting thing. Most people think that the big difference is that they cost a lot more money. I differ on that. I think that you're just talking about a little bit more money. Price range, SLR, you could get a good one for about $900 with a lens. And, of course, there is a bit of, I have to be totally honest, and in the spirit of full disclosure, you will probably end up spending a lot more money over the years with an SLR.
Right, and what about if they've already got equipment? Should you try to match, you know, name brands? Like if they have Canon, should you buy a Canon? If they have Nikon, should you buy a Nikon? Is that important?
I think it is important if you can do some probing, and if you can ask the person or have someone ask, you know, or if you already know, do they really like it? And it becomes especially important if you are looking at an SLR camera, because if your giftee is a student of the arts and they have shot with a film SLR, then it's highly likely that they'll have invested some money in lenses. And that's where it becomes important to know, because if they've had lenses for their film SLR, those lenses will probably be usable on their digital SLR, so it'd be good to stick with it.
Pretty much interchangeable nowadays?
Yeah, for the most part. And so, you know, that is a consideration. I think the most important thing, though, is if you can think about this person and decide, will they really enjoy photographing, and will they take the camera with them everywhere they go if it's a bigger, bulkier SLR camera? That really is the big difference. Like I said, most people think it's price, and some people think that an SLR camera is more difficult. But it's not. It's as point and shoot as a compact camera. You can put it in an automatic mode and start making great pictures right away. But the real key difference is it is a little bit bulkier. And you know, if you think that the person's going to take it with them, what they get with the SLR is they get the ability to really expand and grow creatively. And in addition to that, they get the ability to use many different kinds of lenses.
And, of course, if they have a nice camera like that, they could go to betterphoto.com and get a gift certificate.
Yeah, absolutely. They could get, exactly. We've got gift certificates for our online photography courses. And,
great.
You know, it'd be a great way to learn how to use that digital SLR camera.
Yeah, and websites like Dave's are very helpful, too, in locating those. So
fantastic. He has a great website for digital camera reviews.
All right. Thanks, Jim. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks to all my guests. You've been listening to the Shutterbug Magazine radio show. This show has been brought to you by and syndicated by Brain Food Media, global food for thought.
If you've ever needed to take a clean, sharp picture of a product without a distracting background, check out the Deflector from SharpPix.com. The Deflector is a portable studio for product photography that resembles a large briefcase. It unfolds into a tabletop background stand with an integrated reflective background. When you take a photograph with flash, you'll get a picture with an even white background that'll make your product stand out and get noticed. You get the same floating on-air effect you see in Premiere catalogs, publications, and advertising materials. Before the Deflector, it used to be a tedious, time-consuming task to set up a shoot and get the effect just right. Now you can do it in just minutes and get great results every time. The Deflector is portable, easy to store, and affordable. It's perfect for photographers of any level. Editors, art departments, commercial artists, web designers, graphic artists, and marketers. Create great pictures in a flash at SharpPix.com. That's SharpIcs.com.